I'm Dakota Reed, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. In the African Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art, there's a long elephant tusk carved by the Edo people of the Kingdom of Benin. The gracefully curved ivory has been carved in relief from base to tip. The braided bands along the base of the tusk give way to human and animal figures representing past rulers, officials, and warriors, alongside other symbols of power. These tusks were part of a royal altarpiece meant to establish the divine birthright of the king, or Oba. While inspired by history and mythology, the carvings were not meant to tell a full story, but rather insinuate a spiritual connection between the current ruler and his ancestors. Originally, the tusks would have protruded from the heads of brass sculptures of the king, queen, or other members of the royal court. Several of these heads would be gathered together on an altar. Such altar pieces were both literal and symbolic depictions of the Oba's power, which included a right to one tusk from any elephant hunted in the kingdom. When the British colonized the Kingdom of Benin in 1897, the Oba was forced into exile and royal tusks were banned. Today, the descendants of this culture live in Nigeria, and the 40th Oba of Benin was crowned in 2016.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Allison Hunt for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.